last Mishnah Gimel, we have to do the Rav. Perek Chafal Mishnah Gimel is the last Mishnah of the Perek. We did not do the Rav. Let's first chaz the Mishnah. Ge'er B'yad. Megair, if you touch the Yad, the handles of the Megair of the saw, Mikan and Mikan from this side and this side, Tomei. Okay? So Tomei goes in, Tomei goes out. Through the Yad here, the Yad there. Bachut. Now we're going to fasten the handle to the Megair with an Amo and with a Chut. Bachut. Either a chut, what is the difference? We have yet to discover in the Mishnah what the difference between the two is. Bo'amo, that piece of wood that goes on top, which fastens the two pieces together. Uvasinifin, this is this called sniff, this little peg, which is on the amo, which is where you tie the rope over here and over here to keep it tight. Bimachbesh, shell charash, or if you touch the boards of the craftsmen, which they used to straighten the boards. Uva kashtonis. The kashtonis is, you have a screw. And the screw, it's not a screw on the top, there's a square little thing. And into that square thing, you put in a turner, a kashtonis, which you use to turn. And then when you finish, you take it out and you use it for the next screw. So you touch the kashtonis, tar, because these things, the boards, that we're referring to the boards relative to the poles. Relative to the Roimach. The Roimach and the boards are considered to be two different entities. So if you touch one, it has no bearing on the other. And the Kashtonis has no bearing on the Roimach. Tar. Rabbi Yehuda says, Afanogeb Malbein, Shel Masra Gadol. The Malbein is the frame. Here is the saw. Here is the side. Then there is the Malbein. If you touch the Malbein, it has no bearing on the saw. If you touch the yeser, that's the string, and the keshes is the bow, the hard part. Even if it's mesucha, even if you have an arrow inside and it's ready to go, you have an arrow that's inside and it's taut, you've pulled it back, you're ready to shoot, tahar, so there's no connection. If the arrow is tahar, it does not affect the bow. Mitsudas ha'eshus, I do not know what that means, tahar, we'll see in the Rav. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer calls man shehim mesucha chibur. As long as it's taut, it's tahar, it's connected. Now, with all we did last week, we went already all the pictures. And now what's left for us is the Rav, to understand the missing gaps. Magera barzel mole pegimas. Okay, the magera is the piece of metal full of pegimas, full of niches. Shen minasrim boy haluchos, you cut wood. Luchos v'hanesorim. You cut tablets and you cut nesorim. Yeah, you with me?
Yeah, barzel, okay. So pegimas, it's a saw.
Saw. Okay, v'laz siga. The magera is two pieces of wood. That's what the chorosh he holds on to. The craftsman holds on. What do you mean? These pieces of wood, they are handles. If the magera becomes tamei, if the magera is tamei, then the handles are tamei. The havaluhu yodos. They are the yodos, they are the handles of the magera. Okay? So we have here the magera, and we have over here a handle here, and if you touch the hand, okay, that's what we learned. That's so far is good, yeah? Next, bachur mashicha b'roish ha'itzim haloluhu b'shehein beis yad, at the tips of these two handles, koishrin we tie chut mashicha v'chevel. A chut or mishicha, I think it just means two different types of cords. I'm not familiar with the difference between the two. A chut or mishicha v'chevel. Three terms. A chut or mishicha v'chevel. Shaolich al orech ha-magera, which spans the length of magera, v'chaber ben shneim u'mamidoi, and it keeps the two handles in position. Good? Are we good? Bo'ama. What's the ama? Eitz oruch. A piece of wood, shebo emsa elu, the piece of wood, shebo emsa elu hashnei eitzim. This almost a piece of wood, that through this piece of wood, shebo emsa, that's in between elu shnei haitzim.
What piece of wood?
The armor, this armor.
On top?
Yeah, on top. Mm-hmm. Is in between this piece of wood and this piece of wood. Eitz aruch shebo emsa elu shnei haitzim. It spans the length of the magera. The kari is called armor. Okay, everything is good so far. It's a small little piece of wood that sticks out. You make the chut, one end is in the chut and one end is in the ama. This is not clear to me. Vasnifim, what are the snifim? Eitz cut on a small little peg. Nosun min hachut. What does it mean nosun? Nosun min hachut viha meshicha, that comes out of the chut meshicha. Ad ho'ama. Okay, I don't know more what this means. All I can say is this picture, this little piece of wood. It's a little piece of wood that's stuck into the ama. Uboy, and on that piece of wood, poislin the goydlin hachut v'hamashicha. You wrap around. The roish echad b'soich hachut. One ed is b'soich hachut v'roish echad bo'amo. The tip is connected to the chut, and the other end of this thing is in the amo, like in this picture. Upamim yosim shneim. What does that mean? Yosim shneim kolaymar. Or lukach shoyne snifim v'loy snif. That's why it's called plural snifin v'loy snif. I don't know what this means. I really don't know what this means. Let's go. Machbesh. What's the machbesh? Makam yesh loy l'choresh eitzim shekoyvesh v'oitzer sham ho'eitzim ho'akumim v'aluchos v'akumos v'ho'akushos kidei sheyis yasru. You have a machbesh of a press. There are two boards. Top board, bottom board. Inside you have over here a piece of wood which keep it in place. Okay. You hold it in place. You want to work on it. You want to go do some melacha, so you keep it in place. Okay, so what is this over here about this? It's over here the kashtanis. Kimin keshes katan. A small little keshes. You see, it's an arrow. Keshes means it's a bow. Shell eitz shetoychavin by barzil. You insert piece of barzil. Shell mekadeach of the chisel. Kishroitz l'dikdepa, when you want to go bang. I think like you want to bang. When you want to go and you want to zest with the hammer, so you put this on top and you bang. It gives you a larger surface area for the hammer. The Adam oicheis bekeshes, you hold the keshes, umgalgal boyas a barzel, and you turn with them, umgalgal boyas a barzel, you have a barzel tame, if the barzel is tame, the barzel is tame, loy nitma ha keshes, de loy havichibur, shedarkum hoyesh loy l'chaber ha keshes, the barzel derech is not to attach, the barzel, you don't permanently, these are not permanently attached. These are temporarily attached. Maybe it's not the same. Let's see. Masra Gadol. What's Masra Gadol here? We have the Masra Gadol. Megiru Gadol. Megiru Gadol. Asuya Linaser Karas, which is made Linaser.
Well, Masra Gadol is
a saw. Right. Same as Megiru big saw. Asuya Linaser Karas. V'oisim Lokmin Marbua Ephraim. Me'etzim Dakim. Small piece of wood, that square is called a malbin. Tar. Is only the part on top. Okay, now yeser, chevel hakeshes, the row of the keshes, l'shloshon koinenu chitzam al yeser, to establish arrows upon the yeser. You put the arrow in the yeser. Even though the arrow is inside the yesh and the keshes, and it's pulled, it's a loaded gun. And the arrow, that's to put the arrow, is tamei. The arrow is tamei, and the arrow is in the bow. And the bow has been, the bow is ready to go, it's extended. The tumah of the arrow does not contaminate the bow. because the bow and the arrow are two separate things. See what important Yisrael that is? That it's not the Zelva Zach. They're two separate things. The bow and the arrow and Halachang are two separate things. Okay, now we come to the part in which we have no clue. This is called the Eshus. What's the Eshus? The Ria, it is a creature, She'ein lo Einayim. Ha'tin Shemes, Mitargim Minon, Ishusa. Okay, it is a creature that does not have eyes. That's what it says. A creature. So that's a trap that's set for the Eshus. It's the Tinshemes. Okay, that's one of the Torah of the Shiratzim. Are you familiar with this? The Tinshemes. Bria, a creature. Sh'elainayin. Hatinshem b'tagmin Yeshusa. It's you trap lefit she'mafsedes es asodos. It's a rodent. It is a destructive creature.
Maybe the bats.
Tinshemes, maybe. Oh, that's no eyes. Bats have no eyes. Blind as a bat.
And they
do in the field. Yeah, they do in the field. How do you know? Okay. Mitagmin on Ishusa v'tzach oisalafish. Why do you trap it? Oisalafish mafsedes es asodos. Tachayra she'ena chashuv kli. This mitzudas ha'ishus. It's not showing us a picture. Tachayra. Because there's no picture for this, because it wounds. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer calls man shim mesucha chibur. Yehuda is going back on the bow and arrow. Calls man shim mesucha v'achet shlo barzel ba. Im nit ma'achet, nit mes hametsuda. No, hametsuda. Hametsuda. V'achet shel barzel ba. Im nit ma'achet, v'ein alach. He's talking about bow and arrow. Was he talking about?
Hametsuda.
Chibur, 655. Oh, there's a picture. Where? 655. The two that's Lashna Rambam, the Perishal Mishmetzerach, Tzorach Oysa, Gamkin Bekeshes, Tzodin Oysa, Sa Ishus, Gamkin Bekeshes Derucha, Shebo Eight Sparzel. It's like a guillotine. Bat goes in, and Barzel comes down. That's what it says, the Rambam. How can we make a picture for us? Suddenly I saw in Gamkin Bekeshas Drucha in Ipul Bow, Shaba, in it is a Keshas Drucha, Shaba, a Keshas. What?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, good. Lashon Rambam. Bifeirushalim Mishnah. Tzodin I saw. Gamkein bikeshes derucha shaba chetz barzel. A bow that's been extended and there's a barzel. The Omar. Shemnitma chetz a barzel hametsuda tohayra. According to Tanakhama, just because the middle becomes Tami, the frame is tar. There's no connection. When the chetz becomes Tami. Okay, so we're going over here on the case of the trap. Now we know the mitsudas of the bat, Ha'eshus. It looks like this. And when the bat goes over here, in the metal.
This is something else.
This is a different thing. This is a megair, this is a saw. Uh-huh. But there's another thing you put into it. So the question is, let's say the metal part of the trap is Tame. Is everything else of the trap Tame? That is the machlekes. That's machlekes Tanakama. Mitzudas Ha'eshus Lahira. No, it depends. Kol's man shim mesucha chibur, as long as it's extended, the trap is set, and the frame in the middle of this tummy, then the entire frame becomes tummy. Okay? Let's chaz the Mishnah. We did the whole first parak of Chofav. Let's chaz the Mishnah. Hanageya biad, migeira. You touch the yad migeira. Mikan tummy. The yad is an extension. Bachot, the string. Uva meshicha, a different type of string, or ba'amo, uva snifin, or you touch a little peg, ba'machbeish, shell, or you touch the machbeish, shell, chorosh, the boards, even though the rimach is tomei, uva kash, uvikash tonis. How can we explain that? We explain that. The machtish. Machbesh. Mokim yeshlo chodis and mishlo chodis and mishlo chodis and mishlo chodis and mishlo chodis. He didn't explain he didn't explain the roimach. Here in the picture, he explained the roimach is tamei, the metal is tamei. What we say doesn't matter. We don't say the metal becomes tamei, or the kash tonis, or the kash tonis becomes tamei. It does not affect the metal. The metal does not affect the kash tonis. Tor. All of these things are independent. The string, the armor, the peg, the boards relative to the roimach, and this relative to this, they're separate. Mm-hmm. There's no achtos.
Tar.
Each to his own.
It's tar.
Tar. Rabbi Hudoy Mer, Afan Ageba Malbein Shalom Master Hagodol. Malbein Hagodol, and you have over here everything below. Tar. No achtos. There's no achtos between the arrow and the bow. They're separate. What about the mitzvah das va'eshos when it comes to korban, when it comes to trap people, to destroy a creature? Oh, then it's achdos. When it comes to chavolah, then it's achdos. Mitzvah das va'eshos, tahira. It's tahira. The metal is not going to be connected to the lower portion of the trap, according to Tanakama. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, let's deal with the reality of the situation. When you're trying to destroy a creature, then everyone participates. All of these things are for constructive purposes. For constructive purposes, there's no achdus. When it comes to churban, then Rabbi Yehuda says, Kozman Shiva Sucha Tchibor. As long as we're ready to kill. We're ready to kill, then it's called the chivah. You like the mushroom?
I think you like this mishnah. Should we start the next one?
No, because we're out of time. We have to stop.